With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. House GOP leadership, after pulling a budget resolution, brings it back to the floor for a vote, and it passes by a margin of 217 to 215.
House GOP leaders brought their budget resolution to the House floor for a vote just minutes after pulling it at the last minute Tuesday evening as they struggled to win over a handful of conservative fiscal hawks who had threatened to tank the framework for President Trump's ambitious legislative agenda. In a stunning scene on the House floor, top Republican lawmakers decided to scrap plans to vote on the measure after lobbying holdouts in the chamber for more than an hour. GOP leaders just minutes later reversed course, bringing the bill to the floor and opening the vote, seemingly signaling that it had the support to pass. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Head of the IRS announces his retirement. Acting IRS Commissioner Doug O'Donnell will step down from his role Friday. O'Donnell's departure will come as the IRS heads into the final weeks of tax filing season. Also at SRNNews.com, fed up with the far-left media, the White House says it will now decide which media outlets are allowed into the press pool covering the president. Bob Agnew reports.
The White House says moving forward, it will select the small group of news outlets allowed to travel with and cover the president's daily activities, something that in the past was left to the White House Correspondents Association. Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt said the goal is to give new or alternative media companies greater access. In her words, it's beyond time the White House press pool reflects the media habits of the American people in 2025. Bob Agnew reporting.
Pilots on a Southwest Airlines flight attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport were forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another aircraft crossing the runway. Airport webcam video posted to X shows the Southwest plane approaching the runway before abruptly pulling up. This is SRN News. Christians pray for peace in Ukraine.
Believers around the world are marking 3 years since the Russian invasion with petitions for an end to hostilities. The conflict has caused hundreds of thousands of casualties and has devastated large parts of Ukraine. The European Evangelical Alliance says, quote, "We pray for eventual reconciliation and understanding for the way forward. We pray for sustained peace and justice." President Trump has vowed to try and negotiate an end to the war. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Justice Department's filed a complaint accusing a federal judge in Washington of misconduct during hearings over President Trump's executive order banning transgender troops from serving in the military. The complaint accuses U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes of inappropriately questioning a government lawyer about his religious beliefs and then trying to embarrass the attorney with a rhetorical exercise during an exchange about discrimination. This is SRN News. Speaking with Americans for Prosperity, House Speaker Mike Johnson says conservative values need to be upheld.
It is not likely that we're going to fix everything in one bill in one foul swoop. But if we can make great strides in these areas and we begin to change the trajectory of the carrier, we can turn it around. And if we do that well, and we demonstrate to all these new demographics who came into the party now, that it truly is our principles, our core conservative principles, that lead to human flourishing. It is our principles that are better for them as individuals, families, you know, a community, their state, the nation as a whole. Then we will be able to hold this as a governing majority for years to come.
President Trump announces a new pathway to citizenship for wealthy investors. The U.S. will sell what's called the gold card. Trump said those who get the gold card will be spending a lot of money, paying a lot of taxes, and employing a lot of people. More details at SRNNews.com.